Chicago mayor loses key city council ally in black-on-brown migration showdown. By Warner Todd Houston on November 6, 2023. Chicago's Black Caucus organized to demand that Democrat Mayor Brandon Johnson's city council floor leader, Alderman Carlos Rosa, be removed from his powerful position for physically blocking a Black alderwoman from entering the chambers to vote against Johnson's migrant housing measure. Rosa was accused of laying hands on Alderman Emma Mitz, 37th Ward, on November 2 to prevent her from entering the city council chambers as some of Mayor Johnson's migrant issues were being discussed. The physical manhandling of a Black female alderman sent the Black caucus into a frenzy. The caucus issued a statement calling Rose's actions disheartening and saying that his actions of physical and verbal harassment have let down our council and the people of Chicago. The group demanded that Rosa be removed as Mayor Johnson's floor leader and that he be deposed as the chair of the very powerful and important Committee on Zoning, Landmarks, and Building Standards. On Monday, Rosa submitted his resignation from his two powerful roles effective December 1 to allow time for an effective transition, the Chicago Sun-Times reported. In his resignation letter, Rosa apologized for his overzealous actions. "I feel awful about everything that happened. I have reached out to my colleagues to apologize directly and seek to make amends. I made mistakes, and I learned valuable lessons. I take full responsibility for what I've done. Our Chicago City Council does important work and, even when we strongly disagree on policy or approach, it is critical that we show each other respect. The people of Chicago deserve nothing less and have every right to demand that of us." The resignation was a serious blow to Johnson, but this was also a loss for the far left in the city. Rosa describes himself as a democratic socialist and is the only such self-avowed member of the city council. He has made it his crusade to advocate for all illegals flooding the city, and as Johnson's hand-picked floor leader, was responsible for corralling votes among his fellow aldermen to ensure passage of the self-described progressive mayor's left-wing agenda. It is also another skirmish in the war building between Chicago's Black residents and their representatives, as well as Hispanic leaders in the horde of invading illegals. A recent address given to the city council by local Black activist Zoe Lee is typical of the resentment building between Hispanic and Black people of the Windy City. In her exasperated address, Lee spoke about how Hispanics, both residents and illegals, are getting preferential treatment, all at the expense of Black residents. "What's the point of being an alder person if you all aren't going to be for the community?" Lee asked the Black leaders gathered before her. She warned that Chicago was devolving into a race war between the Black and Hispanic communities. "To come here and continue to see more Hispanics and Latinos get jobs than Blacks here is a disrespect," she said. "It's a punch in the face." Lee then threatened to work to flip Chicago from Democrat to Republican because of the failure of the Democrat leadership. "This place will flip red," she warned. "There'll be a historical moment because you're all not paying attention to them anyway," she said about Black voters, adding that the city council is working harder to serve illegals than to serve Black residents. "Mayor Johnson is the most hated due to the city council's efforts to serve Hispanics and illegals," she said. "All the mayor cares about is Latinos, 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 Latinos," Lee railed. Chicago has been inundated with more than 15,000 illegals since spring 2023. But less than a month ago, Johnson tried to evoke the specter of slavery in a speech in which he attempted to cajole the city into believing that he was still working for Black residents even as he continued to roll out the welcome mat for illegal border crossers. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.